All right. In the Word of God, and I've got this thought in my spirit, and I'm glad that God, that's the way God works with me. He deals with me with a thought, amen. And as he deals with me with that thought, I add to it a lot of time in the sense I go and scotch it with the Word, amen. You know, any thought that comes into your spirit or mind, it can be scotched with the Word, amen. And a lot of time God gives me the thought, and then he has me to go to his Word, amen, and like I say, to scotch it with the Word, amen. But we hear this thought, the Bible says his sheep know his voice, amen, and a stranger they will not follow. We are in an hour that if you don't use discernment and if you don't listen to God, you're going to get yourself in a mess. Amen. I'm going to tell you there's enough falsehoods out there in the world. Amen. And the Bible said in the 24th chapter of Matthew, when they asked Jesus, what would be the sign of the end of the age? What would be the sign of thou coming? He plainly stated and plainly said, amen, that they would come in my name saying, I am the Christ. But they would, the Bible says, deceive many. Amen. That deception is in the land. The majority of religions and religious folks are simply saying today, amen, why, yeah, he's Christ. The different cult religions, they'll say, well, yeah, he's the Son of God, amen. But they will not, amen, they will not tell you the truth of it, amen. And they will, the gods, amen, of this world has blinded men's hearts and their eyes so they can't believe and see and be converted, amen. So I'm saying this today, if you are a Christian today, you better be praying for discernment. Amen. I've said it a lot of times like this. You know, you buy anything, a lot of time you'll get a little kit with it to how to operate it and what you need to do to operate it. Well, a lot of people don't realize with salvation you got a kit. Amen. You got the Word of God. It's an instruction manual, and it's got everything in you need to know how to live right, walk right, talk right, and how to fare, amen, in this present world, and how to be ready for the coming of the Lord and for what God has for us. Amen. It's there. It's available, amen, in Jesus' name. Amen. But we have to go to the Word to get that and to receive that. But one of the things we need is discernment. Because I find the two keys to everything that we need to know and do relies upon this understanding. We need to follow the instructions of the Lord. Amen. We need to hear his voice and to follow the instructions of the Lord. Amen. And if we don't do that, we are going to fail and fall short of accomplishing the things that we want to do and the things that we want to accomplish. Amen. Now, the key here is his sheep know his voice. A stranger, they will not follow. Amen. And for that reason, amen, need to know his voice and be equipped with discernment so we can discern what is of God and what is not of God. Amen. God's Spirit will produce glory to the kingdom of God. Amen. God's will bring about, amen, victorious and righteous living, amen, in this present world. Amen. If it is not producing righteousness and holiness, amen, then it's not of God, it's of something else. Amen. But the Bible said we must first have within us a willing mind. Amen. We've got to be willing, amen, to hear from God, amen, to listen to God, and then we have got to follow the steps of what he says for us to do. Amen. That's all I got going for me. Amen. Is I learned how to listen to God. Amen. And the Bible said, in your patience possess you your souls. You have to be patient. Amen. And wait on God for God to fulfill his will. Because everything God promised, God will do. Amen. If God has promised you something, God will fulfill it. Amen. We just have to align ourselves to the will of God and to what God is doing and go through the process of waiting, amen? And a lot of time we're blaming God because it's not happening, but we've not brought ourselves to the place where it can happen, amen? See, we've got to bring ourselves to the place where it can happen, amen? We've got to be willing, amen? You know, if you're fighting and scrapping with somebody and got envy and strife, you're not going to see the will of God in your life. Amen. If you're mad at somebody and you've got enemies, amen, and you hate somebody, you're not going to see the will of God take place in your life. Amen. You've got to get rid of that bitterness. You've got to get rid of that hatred, and you've got to be able to forgive. Amen. If somebody's wronged you, amen, you've got to be able to forgive them, amen, for God's will, amen, to work in your life. And then the Job, if you read the story of Job, amen, when did Job get what he asked God for? Amen. When did it come? Amen. When did the blessing come? The Bible said Job began to pray for his enemies. Amen. He began to pray for those. The Bible said, amen, we're to pray for those that despitefully use us. Amen. And don't pray the drop dead. I don't think that's the prayer of God. Amen. Amen. What is that one preacher said? He is having a business meeting, and it was in a heated argument. And one lady got up and said, brother, can I pray for you? And he thought, well, boy, this is a new note. I believe this will be good. So he told her, said, yeah, you go ahead. You can pray. And she said, Lord, I want you to strike him dead right where he's standing. Amen. Amen. He said so. He found out right quick that not everybody wants to pray for you, wants to pray the right prayer. Amen. Well, if you're going to get the blessing of God on you, praying that your enemies drop dead, amen, or God strikes them dead, probably is not the prayer that's going to fix the situation, amen. But pray that God convicts their soul, amen, and that God helps them and blesses them, amen, and brings them to the place where they can see the will and the purpose of God, amen. That's been one of the hardest things, is to get people to see the will of God. You know, I myself thought, well, if I seen something, everybody else seen it. Amen. Sister Chris Mullins, one of our ministers, one of our lady evangelists, amen, she told me one time a statement, and it registered me. She said, Brother Goad, I just didn't particularly see that. Amen. And it wasn't nothing bad. It was just something that she said she just didn't see. And I'd shared it with her, and immediately she received what I shared with her. But she said, Brother Goad, I didn't see that. Well, the Bible tells us plainly, and we understand, amen. And she said it. If you don't see it, you don't see it. Amen. So a lot of time we have to pray that God will open their eyes. What was that little servant of the man of God, Elisha? Amen. He had the servant with him, and the enemy was camped all around about him, and that little servant was just tore all to pieces. Amen. Alas, alas, master, what shall we do? I mean, but he done looked around, he was outnumbered, and all he could see was destruction. But when he went to the man of God, Elisha, and I like what Elisha said, fear not. Amen. 365 times. 364 other times besides that 365th time, amen, in the Word of God, the Word says, fear not, amen. I'm going to tell you something. You have to crucify that old spirit of fear. You have to put it underfoot, amen. Somebody said, oh, I would just work for the Lord, but I'm afraid. Oh, I would testify, but I'm afraid. I would sing, but I'm afraid. You're going to have to get rid of that fear, amen. Well, I run this race, but I'm afraid. Amen. Well, you got to get rid of it. Amen. But I like the man of God said, you know, he told him, fear not. For that be with us is more than that be with them. Amen. Our enemy. And you can remember that all the enemies that come against you, that is within you, is greater than all those enemies. And no weapon formed against you is going to prosper, amen. Because God, amen, is going to give you victory over it in Jesus' name, amen. But you've got to keep obeying God. You've got to keep listening to God. And you've got to keep acting as God speaks. Amen. A lot of folks silence the voice of God because they never are obedient to it. Amen. You know, you keep telling a child something and hollering at a child, and you say, this is the last time I'm going to tell you. You ain't listening. This is the last time I'm going to tell you. Amen. How many times did God come to that place? Amen. He's looking at his children, and you know he must feel like, well, what's the use to tell them? Amen. But you know what God's always told me? Tell them again. Amen. Lord, I've done all. Lord, I've done all I know to do. Lord, say, tell them again. Tell them one more time. Amen. Tell them. Cry aloud. Amen. The Bible said, cry aloud and spare not. Amen. But if I today can get you to see that when you have situations in your life, you need to go to the Word, and then you need to go to God. Amen. See, there's a logos understanding of this Word. The logos understanding is what happened is an example and an example, amen, that it happened and it was written and recorded for your understanding. Amen. Then you got the rhema, the quickened word, amen, is when God directly speaks to you a command, amen. I've got things in my life, amen, that God has spoke to me to do, and all of hell can't stop it, amen. All the demons of hell can't stop it, amen. All the devil works, he tries, amen. I told the group here Friday night, amen, they had an awful time, amen. Generator went out on their bus, amen, and you know, it's always that way, amen. If you got, they had a generator that run off of a separate motor, amen, and they had the generator on the bus. Well, if one of them goes out, you can run off the other one, amen. But they had a double whammy, both of their generators went out, amen. Both of them went out, amen. And I told them I had that suspicion, but I didn't tell it for the meeting, amen. But I worked on it until about 2:30 in the morning, amen. And I had that suspicion when I went back to work on it, and I checked it out, and sure enough, that's what it was, amen. They thought they had a short, and they thought they had current, but it wasn't getting to the power source thing on it.